Unit 11. Family hits the road with a horse, a wagon, and a dream. Page 69, Exercise 2. Listen. Cover the story and look only at these pictures. Listen to the story two or three times.
Orkney Islands, Scotland.
Picture 1.
Like many people, David and Kate Grant dreamed of going around the world. But their dream was out of the ordinary. The Grants and their three children wanted to travel in a horse-drawn wagon. "It started as a pipe dream," says David. "None of us knew a thing about driving a horse."
2.
In 1990, the Grants sold their house in Scotland, bought a horse and wagon, and hit the road. They brought along a set of encyclopedias so the children could keep up with their studies.
3.
The trip got off to a good start as the family rode through Belgium, France, and Italy.
4.
But then they ran into some problems. They arrived in Slovenia in 1991 at the start of the Balkan Wars, just as jets were bombing the country.
5.
2 years later, in 1993, after crossing Hungary, Russia, and Kazakhstan, red tape prevented them from entering China.
6.
They had to go 1,600 kilometers out of their way into Mongolia. There, thieves tried to rob them, and the Grants used a slingshot to drive them away.
7.
In 1996, the family flew from Japan to North America for the last leg of their trip. They spent more than a year crossing the United States and Canada.
8.
In late 1997, after 7 years on the road, the family sailed from Nova Scotia back to Scotland. Kate says she's ready to settle down now, but David is not so sure. "Maybe I've got another expedition in me," he says.
Page 70, Exercise 4. Listen and complete. Close your book. Listen to the story again. When the tape pauses, try to complete the idiom.
Orkney Islands, Scotland. Like many people, David and Kate Grant dreamed of going around the world. But their dream was out of the ordinary. The Grants and their three children wanted to travel in a horse-drawn wagon. "It started as a pipe dream," says David. "None of us knew a thing about driving a horse." In 1990, the Grants sold their house in Scotland, bought a horse and wagon, and hit the road. They brought along a set of encyclopedias so the children could keep up with their studies. The trip got off to a good start as the family rode through Belgium, France, and Italy. But then they ran into some problems. They arrived in Slovenia in 1991 at the start of the Balkan Wars, just as jets were bombing the country. 2 years later, in 1993, after crossing Hungary, Russia, and Kazakhstan, red tape prevented them from entering China. They had to go 1,600 kilometers out of their way into Mongolia. There, thieves tried to rob them, and the Grants used a slingshot to drive them away. In 1996, the family flew from Japan to North America for the last leg of their trip. They spent more than a year crossing the United States and Canada. In late 1997, after 7 years on the road, the family sailed from Nova Scotia back to Scotland. Kate says she's ready to settle down now. But David is not so sure. Maybe I've got another expedition in me, he says.
Page 71, Exercise 8. Take a dictation. Listen and write the dictation in your notebook.
The Grant family hit the road in their wagon in 1990. They got off to a good start. But soon they ran into several problems. There was a war in the Balkans. Red tape in China made them go into Mongolia. ...1,600 kilometers out of the way. They had to drive bandits away. Finally, after 7 years on the road, the family has settled down.